Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
Now, Penny, we have got a great topic this morning. One is that is very controversial. Ugg boots as a fashion item.
Yes, well, I was reading an article in The Guardian, as I do. This often comes, what comes out of fashion, called You Be the Judge, Should My Husband Stop Wearing His Slippers Outside the House?
We've had, I've sort of been teasing this morning, and we have had a couple of texts come through. The most recent text is actually a very sensible text saying, you need a pair of outdoor Uggs and a pair of sacred indoor Uggs.
Yes, this is what I believe too, because this guy in the article did his gardening, went to the supermarket, like
did gardening in slippers.
Yeah, full on gardening, and then would traipse mud through the house with the Uggs and then wear them like to the bedroom, and they had cream furniture.
Oh,
I mean cream carpet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so not cool. So I kind of like looked into a bit of slippers. Basically they were historically a signifier of class. Prince Albert popularized the pump style slipper for men as an evening wear, and the influence of continental society was present in Turkish slippers and French feathered boudoir mules, which is like slip-on shoes. But slippers didn't come to the forefront as outerwear until Gucci kind of premiered them in spring summer 2016. They're called the Gucci Princetown Mule, and they're the ones that are slip-on with like sheepskin on the inside.
I feel like Kiwis have been wearing slippers outside, yeah, for way before 2016.
Yeah, because these kind of Justin Bieber, who used to wear $5 hotel slippers that had smiley faces on them or something. But that's what made me think, well, hang on a minute, no, these Ugg boots. And so I wanted to have a look at the history of them. For people who don't know, they're a unisex style of sheepskin boot that originated in Australia. They're made from twin-faced sheepskin with fleece on the inside, a tanned outer surface, and synthetic sole. They're a sheep byproduct, so that means that when the sheep is killed for meat, the skin is used as well to make Ugg boots, which is kind of cool. They're not kind of farmed to just make Ugg boots. It's said that they were made in the early 1900s, primarily worn by sheep herders, farmers, and shearers because normal boots weren't protected from lanolin. Apparently that can erode normal boots. Farmers would give leftover straps of sheepskin to their children to wear around the house, and eventually word spread that they began to be made commercially. There's a few people that kind of claim that they started it. There was one in 1933 called Blue Mountain Ugg Boots of New South Wales, and a guy called Frank Mortal of Mortal Sheepskins Factory believes that he started in 1958, and his wife termed the word Ugg after ugly.
Makes sense, yes.
Yep. But other people say, well, it could be part of like, could have come out of the word thug boots, which were worn by the Royal Air Force. But I don't know, I kind of think that's kind of a bit weird. But Uggs today, they kind of, the way that they got into the US was a surfer called Brian Smith took the boots to California and started selling them out of the boot of his car because he was wearing them to keep his feet warm after surfing. He founded Ugg Australia in 1978 and kind of had some hard times and stuff. But then in 1994, the US Olympic team wore them for the Winter Olympics, and that's where they took off, and college students started wearing them around campus. So they were obviously wearing them outside their dorms and wearing them as shoes.
Yes, yes. It's quite an interesting connection, the surf culture side of things.
Yeah, because you just like, I just always thought that they were kind of like indoor kind of grandpa shoes, you
yes,
know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but, and I say that as I sit here in my Ugg boots, but I'm indoors. Yeah, but they are, I think they're a very good winter slipper.
Yes. I mean, obviously pretty warm, good sort of heel support, in the sense that they, you know, go sort of up the lower ankle to the lower calf there if you've got a nice tall pair. But wearing them outside the house for me is, I don't know, just seems a bit strange because, I don't know, they're not exactly very waterproof. Not that too many shoes are, but it seems like Uggs act as more of a sponge than most other shoes.
Yeah, this is true. And like, I've recently seen a lot of people wearing pajamas to the supermarket, and it's not something that I do. But like, some Uggs have a waterproof outer. So the texter that said one pair for outside, one pair for inside, that would make sense. And it's kind of cool that like you can get black ones, because of course mine are black.
Yes.
You know, so there are different variations. And when you're on the Ugg website, there's some quite interesting styles, like sandal type ones that are kind of got fluffy kind of bridges and things like that. Yes. Not sure if I'm keen on those ones, but yeah, I'm definitely not for wearing Uggs outside unless you've got two pairs.
What about the super high fashion? You know, you sort of see them occasionally appearing in like Glamour magazine and that sort of thing. Your thoughts on high fashion Ugg?
Yeah, well, apparently Pamela Anderson and Oprah Winfrey were the ones that kind of like brought celebrity to the Ugg boot.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, could you imagine someone on red carpet wearing a knee-high Ugg boot?
No. They're not that aesthetically pleasing to me.
No.
I put Ugg and Crocs together in the same category.
Yeah, and I think like with COVID, they were such a shoe to be worn, like because you were at home all the time. So it was like Crocs, Birkenstocks, and Ugg boots. And I kind of feel like Ugg boots are, you know, when you're a kid and you draw a boot on a person,
yes.
figure, that's what Ugg boots are. That's the design of them. It's it's drawing one of those, like how high heels were an A.
Yes.
But yeah.
Nice. Anything else? Anything else to add on Ugg boots, Penny?
No, I just want to reinforce that. Yeah, Ugg boots for inside for slippers, separate ones for outside.
Yes, all right. Great advice, Penny. All right, hey, thank you very much, and we'll check in with you next week.
Thanks, see ya.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.